So you get the box and you open it up. Okay, maybe you switch it on and you fiddle around with it and you said there's supposed to be some games on this and some stuff. And so what do you look for? What are you looking for in the package? Huh? The instructions. So you pull out the instructions and on the instruction manual it's got Sony. Wait a minute. It's Ericsson. This is an Ericsson R3110S. But my instruction is for a Sony 5217Z. I said, that's no good. I want the instruction by the people who made this phone for this phone. Yes? Isn't that what we need? You see, then this is the point. We human beings, we are much more sophisticated than a mobile phone. Individually and socially, we are extremely sophisticated. If you ask most people, what is the purpose of your life? They won't even be able to tell you. They will look blank. They don't even know. Why do they exist? What is the purpose of their life? Many of them, in reality, what are they? If you ask them, what's your mobile phone? They'll tell you. What's your camera for? They'll tell you. What are your eyes for? I know what my eyes are for. What are your ears for? I know. What are you for? Why do you exist? What is the purpose of your existence? Oh, I don't know. It's a good question. Very strange. So really, this is more worth, it has more worth than you, because you know what this is for, but you don't know what you're for. Yes? Really? So we need to know, and this is a very, very deep desire. The human being, really, everybody is asking themselves this question. Everybody at different times in their life asks themselves, why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? What is it all for? Most people, they ask themselves when things start to go wrong. You know, the things that they really attach themselves to, their house, their girlfriend, their whatever it was, their religion, they find it was a false religion or whatever, their party, their government, and they find they're so corrupt, and then they start asking, what is it all for? Why? What's it all about? Why am I here? Then, from who do we want the answer? Do we want the answer from George Bush? Did he create us? Did America create us? Did the United Nations create us? Did they create us? Did they make us and bring us into existence? Did Tony Blair and the House of Parliament, did they? Are they our creators? Are they the ones who made us? But they, all of them, they write the instructions. They say you should do this and you should do that and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And this is the way you should live and this is what is good and this is what is evil and this is what is right and this is what is wrong. They are writing the instructions, but they themselves are in need of instruction. I'm not interested in their instructions. I want to know from the one who made me. I want the instruction manual from the one who created me and brought me into existence. Everything else is worthless. That's why God sent prophets. God sent prophets to teach us how to live according to the way that is God's way, from His knowledge. God sent with these prophets instruction manuals, books. These books taught human beings and gave the human beings the basic outlines through which and by which, not only the basic outlines, but in many respects, details how to live in a manner that is pleasing to God. It makes sense that if we have a creator and we don't know what is the purpose of our life, that God will send us instructions. Prophets. And these prophets were who? Ordinary people? Just anybody? No. The prophets were special people. People who were themselves a type of proof and evidence that they were messengers of God. Why? Because of their character, because of their personality, because of their truthfulness, their trustworthiness. They were the people of the most outstanding, noble characteristics, truthfulness and trustworthiness.